Live from the Fanatics Fest at the Javits Center in New York City, it's Joe Beningo and Sal Licata.
All right, 9:05, Beningo and Licata on a Saturday. We are here at the Javits Center, this massive Fanatics Fest. We'll be here till 12:30, Yankee baseball, game two of their series with the Tigers in Detroit. Nick Theodoro back at the shop on the other side of the glass, a star-studded group here. Steve Apnea behind us. We got Ryan Hurley here. We got Jess Clark here. We got my wife here. We got Anthony Gallo, another young lady I don't know. But what's your name, young lady?
Jen.
Yeah. Hi, Jen. Jen is here. How you doing, bro?
This is an honor for me to be able to do a show with you. We were here yesterday. It was insane. I'm looking forward to the crowd today.
Yep.
What do you think of the setup with everything here
so far? I think
it's
very cool. I mean, believe me, I will be looking around later on. I don't like the word man cave because that means that no women are allowed. And, you know, in my place, if I got a man cave, I'm having a woman in it. Okay, that's me.
I heard you say that last week.
I got a really, and I know you got some nice stuff too. You had that. What happened? You had that.
Well, I moved.
Oh,
you're talking about one from SNY.
You had the big glass with all the bobbleheads, right?
Yeah, now I have that in my office set up in front of me. So, yeah, okay. It's like the glass cases to display some of the bobbleheads. So, yeah, like you, I'm a collector, and this is a kind of like a collector's dream here. They got everything every which way and all the Topps cards and everything. So a lot I didn't even get a chance to check out yesterday. So maybe we'll take a look.
Well, I'm going to hang out afterwards because I want to look around, maybe spend some money, you know, see what we can do today here. But, hey, this looks tremendous. And they got, like, all kinds of big people here, right?
Yeah.
Actually, who was here yesterday? You were here. You did the show yesterday, too, right?
Yeah, we weren't able to. Like, guest-wise, we had Russo on, but we didn't get, like, Brady was here. I think Gronk was here. I know they had Justin Tuck on later on.
Right.
Today, for example, as I was parking, I saw Cal Ripken Jr.
Really?
Yeah, oh, my God,
Cal Ripken Jr. is here?
Yeah, we are actually going to have Terry Collins on.
Right.
We're going to be doing an SNY panel after the show.
Right.
I'm going to go do the SNY panel.
I know
Terry Collins is going to come on with us.
Okay.
So we're looking forward to having him here. Todd Z will be in the building.
Right.
I mean, there's Michael Vick, I think, is here. Alonzo McNeil.
Right.
So who knows?
They're playing 4 o'clock and you're here now, huh?
Uh-huh. I mean,
I want to get Alonzo here. Pete, you see that? The pitch, when it's over the plate, you swing at it, not when it's over there. I am so sick and freaking tired of watching Pete Alonso swing at pitches 10 feet off the plate. I can't take it anymore.
Okay, so why don't we start there then? Because I know for
nice
years.
Nice win, by the way, last night.
Yes, they needed the win, and by the way, the Braves lost, so not just the game back. Okay, so like everybody exhale for a moment.
Right.
The Mets aren't, in fact, dead after that brutal loss against
not
Oakland.
Dead.
But one of the reasons I was talking about yesterday, Joe, that I don't believe the Mets will beat the Braves. Forget the Padres and Diamondbacks for a second. Let's just say Mets Braves.
But they never lose.
Well.
But they did lose yesterday. Tampa Bay beat Arizona yesterday.
Okay, fair enough. But still, let's just assume those two teams are going to be in, and it's going to be the Mets and Braves.
Right.
Based on what we saw from this team folding in 2022, based on what happened last year, based on Alonso in a walk year with all the pressure.
Yep.
And now you are higher on Alonso than I was even dating back last year, saying they got to sign him.
Right.
Where are you at now with Alonso?
Here's where I'm at with Alonso. If you sign Juan Soto, okay, and I thought for sure Soto was coming back to the Yankees. He probably still is, but I think he's going to go to free agency. Steve's got to make a big run at it.
Right.
If we sign Soto, you can let Alonso go.
If we
don't sign Soto, I want Alonso back.
Interesting that you still want him back. So then what do you think he's going to do? You're saying you're frustrated with him swinging at bad pitches.
Right.
He's been awful.
It makes me crazy. No, I know.
Runners in scoring position has been awful.
Terrible.
And by the way, he just hasn't been the same player the last 2 years. The value of Pete was that he used to hit 260, 40 homers, 100 ribbies,
like
minimum.
40 plus 100 last year.
Oh, okay, fine. But he also hit 213 or whatever it was, or 220.
Well.
So what is he moving? And now this year, backing it up, do you trust?
Well, here's what I think, and I don't mean to cut you off, but I do think that the fact that he has had a down year, maybe you're going to get him cheaper than we thought you were.
Right. So you'd be signing up for a value of 1 or 2 years, whatever it may be.
Right.
I know, but don't you just feel like this core needs to change a little bit?
Well, let me ask you, the core, right now, you got Lindor's had a terrific year.
Right.
I didn't want him in the beginning. I have warmed up to him. I love Lindor. He plays every day. The whole deal. I mean, you guys like that, you know, the greatest ability is availability.
Right.
And he plays 162 games every year.
To be fair to Pete, too, he also
does play.
They play every day.
And
I heard you talking about this, I think it was last week as well, where Lindor, you know, his wife gave birth.
Oh, my God, bro.
He shows up at the ballpark to get in.
Yeah, that was it. I love the guy after that.
Right.
I mean, none of this milk in 2 weeks like you had the baby. You know what I mean?
Because he prioritizes.
Right.
Because he prioritizes.
Right.
getting there, being there for his teammates. And by the way, you're going to look at the numbers at the end of the year. Three straight years, Francisco Lindor has put up a really solid season for the Mets. So I'm with you.
This is his best year, though. This has been his best year.
So agreed. But he was awful for the first month and a half.
Yeah.
All right, but let's say Lindor, Nimmo, McNeil, Alonso was the core. I think Vientos now worked his way into that core. You hope Alvarez could be that core.
What happened to him?
Yeah, I know.
He's got five home runs. He's another guy that swings at these pitches 20 feet off the plate all the time.
I get it. But I guess so then my question is, you still want Pete back?
I do want him. You know why, Sal? Look, you know me. I go back to the beginning with this franchise. I watched them trade Tom Seaver. I watched them let Darryl Strawberry walk. I watched them let Daniel Murphy walk. I watched them let Ray Knight walk. I watched them let Zach Wheeler walk. Jose Reyes walk. Mm. I watched them trade David Cohn. I mean, we could go on and on with this, okay?
Right.
And I am sick and tired of watching guys, especially homegrown Mets, you know, leave. I'm tired. I know David Wright's the only guy that stayed, and it didn't work out because of the injury, the stenosis, whatever he wound up having with his back. And, you know, that's what bothers me because I'm tired of losing my guy. And you know what's going to happen. I'll tell you, you can write this down. You know, write it down. Alonso goes, let's say he signs with Houston because I know they've been showed interest, or the Cubs. God forbid he winds up with the Yankees. God forbid that. But you know he's gonna turn it around.
But I can't get caught up in what the players do elsewhere if they're not getting it done here. It's the same thing. Let's just say they do bring Pete back, a 1 year or two year deal.
Right.
How do you know that it's not going to happen again? Same thing with Jeff McNeil, by the way, who now all of a sudden is starting to come on.
He's been their best hitter since the All-Star break.
Yeah, great. But then what is he going to be next year? Like,
I don't know.
The guy's a 330 hitter, then he hits 213. Right. So, like,
the second half, he's been tremendous.
Okay.
OPS, but he's been like 1,100 OPS.
Understood, but they need some consistent, reliable. Like, if they brought back those same guys, how could you pencil in Pete or McNeil or even Nimmo, who's going to be here? He's not going anywhere.
What happened to him? He did hit it to three-run homer last. But what happened to this guy?
I don't know.
You talk about a guy that fell off the face of the earth. How about him?
That's what I'm saying. So they need consistent performance.
Okay, so who do you want to stay on? Obviously, you're keeping Lindor. He's staying here.
And
obviously,
you gotta keep
Vientos is going to be here. Well, Nemo, they're paying, so he's already paid.
And then I want Soto, obviously. But I guess the point is, and I'm not trying to make this anti-Pete, but if these guys, Pete and McNeil specifically, haven't performed consistently throughout their careers, how then can we go into next year
trusting? Pete's been pretty consistent, though. Don't you think so?
Outside of the
2020 year, which you got to throw that out, 2020.
Fair enough.
60 games. You know, the guys basically hit 40 homers every year.
Last year, though, with the average bad, and then this year again, he's not going to hit 40 home runs.
Maybe. He might get hot. I don't see it, though.
Now, if he does, you trust them to be a postseason team this year or no?
I don't think they're making it.
Why?
Because I don't think they hit enough. And I'm still the bullpens. Let's be honest, okay? There's a couple guys in Buto, obviously, has been terrific.
Yep.
I mean, two innings last night, he's been great. I trust Diaz. He's not the guy he was 2 years ago.
Right.
But I still got confidence Diaz can get it done, okay? You want to give me a couple of, this guy Phil Maton, and he's been okay.
He's been solid.
You know, but Stekaj Stanek, he's been terrible.
Yeah, Brazoban, they brought in.
I call him Barbazon. He's been terrible. I don't trust the bullpen. I can't read Garrett. You trust this guy? I don't trust him.
No, he's terrible, too. You trust the starters?
I trust Manaea, who I think's been good. Amazingly, David Peterson's been good. I like to see him be, and he did get into the seventh inning the other day, and I couldn't believe he took him out. I mean, Peterson was ticked off. I was with him. He should have stayed in, but whatever. They won the game anyway. So outside of Manaea and Peterson, Severino started out good. Now he's been terrible, three or four starts in a row.
Right.
Quintana, he's a couple good games, and he stinks a couple games.
Well, that's why they got to hit their way in, right? This team was built. It wasn't built to really do
anything. Obviously, Senga's not
here. Yeah, well, without him. Well, that's why I wanted him to go get Blake Snell. I mean, you want to be taken seriously.
Right.
If you want to be taken seriously.
I don't love this guy Blackburn either. I know he had two decent games, and he got rocked by Oakland.
He's a back-of-the-rotation starter. So,
right.
But they said playoffs. Like, we actually accepted and understood, okay, a setback year and then go all in.
Right.
Soto, whatever it may be, moving forward. Okay, fine. I don't like it, but I'll suck it up and accept it. But then they kept talking playoffs. Then the team put themselves in a position to be a playoff team. And then at the deadline, they half-ass it again. Yeah. All right, Winker, fine.
Yeah, he's a decent player.
Some of the bullpen arms, fine.
Right.
Blackburn, fine. But, like, Go get Blake Snell. Think about Blake Snell in that rotation right now, how we'd feel about this team down the stretch.
Look,
the postseason.
I really think – look, I don't love Stearns, okay? Now, look, a lot of the guys he brought in, you know, lower-level guys like Tyrone Taylor, like Harrison Bader, you know, Torrens. These guys have been a lot better. You know, Iglesias, obviously, OMG and all that.
Yeah.
Okay? So low-level guys like that that have been a lot better that he's brought in, I give him credit for that. He brought Manai in. He brought Severino in. A lot of these guys, you know, definitely J.D. Martinez, who's been terrific for the most part. For the most part. He's been big in the locker room, too, I think, J.D.
That maybe more so than anything else because he did have he did perform well early on and got him back into it, but he's cooled off a lot.
He's cooled off. A couple hits last night, but he's cooled off, you know, but I just think Stearns, he's not he looked at this team. I think they were ready to back up the truck when they were 11 games under. And then they went on a run, and he realized, I can't break this team up now, right? So what he did, he didn't get rid of anybody, and he brought in these low-level guys instead of going for the big the big guy now.
And,
you know what I'm saying?
But that's my issue because I'd rather either go all in or say, yeah, we've had a nice run, but let's take advantage of a seller's market, expedite the process, and rebuild because we really don't believe in this team. Like, it's been a fun year, and I love the fact that we got meaningful games to talk about and chasing a playoff spot, but what is half-weighing it going to do?
Yeah. Well, I mean, look, I think they're really counting on a lot of these young guys down in the minor leagues. I know they've been hurt, you know, Acuna and Gilbert and these guys.
Yeah.
You know, Jet Williams, guys like that. They've really been Christian Scott. He's hurt, too. But, I mean, they've been really counting on a lot of these guys. I just think that this year has turned out to be a lot better, I think, than even they expected it was going to be.
Right.
So they had to leave the team alone, but they weren't going to break the bank to get the big, big guy. But that's how I look at it.
Okay, but now that they're here, go beat the Braves.
Yeah, of course.
The Braves are vulnerable. Yeah, they have been. And I'm not trying to disrespect them because I've learned my lesson twice.
They're missing big guys, though.
Yeah, understood. But they're starting to play better. Like, they won three or four in San Francisco. Right. Their offense, they're getting healthier. Harris comes back. But still, can the Mets – I don't think it's too much to ask for them to beat a vulnerable or at least a more vulnerable Braves team than they were in 2022.
Yes.
Go beat them for the third wild card spot. But I just don't know if this group – I don't believe that they have
it. Well, I'm a little worried, too, about – look, I was worried about that road trip that they came off. That you know, everybody said, 6-4. I said, no. If they go 500, be happy because that's a brutal trip. They went to four different time zones. You know, they obviously they didn't hit it all in Seattle. You know, but this now, okay – this trip coming up after this, well, look, you got to beat Miami. You got to beat these two. You got to win these two games with the Marlins.
Have to.
You got a tough series with the Orioles coming in. You know, give me two at an end. And then you got this brutal road trip where you go to Arizona, San Diego, and then you finish with the crummy White Sox. That could be make or break.
Right.
And that could be make or break.
Yeah, and that's why we thought that they had to get fat against the A's and the Marlins on this homestand specifically, which they were on track to do, but then they blow the 5-0 game the other day.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, you get that 5-0 lead against Oakland, can't blow the game. Before we
Quintana
take a break,
was terrible.
Yeah, you get walk in the ballpark. It drives me
11
up.
Walks.
Yeah, I don't mind Quintana, but in that spot, obviously, a 5-0
can't
lead.
Can't walk 11 guys.
Unacceptable to blow that game. Do you have any thoughts on, you know, the first pitch the other day?
The first pitch the other day.
Are you familiar with what went on with the, you know, the Hawk Tua girl?
No, I am not.
Okay.
Now, what game is this now?
This was the game that they blew 5-0.
No, I was actually playing golf yesterday.
Okay.
The game, so during the
Oakland. It is a big deal on social media. I was curious if you knew about
it.
I have
no idea. So what happened?
Oh, I don't even know if we get it. Explain it. This girl, maybe I can explain it to you off the air. She became famous or viral, internet famous for something.
Extremely hot.
Well, I don't know about that. She's 21, whatever it may be. But something that was not, I can't even
say. Well, tell me you off the air.
Yeah, I'll tell you off the air. But anyway,
It has nothing to do with the Mets.
No, but the Mets became another punching bag. It was a big issue as far as they gave fans a reason again to be ticked off and other fans to be make fun of the Mets for bringing this girl in after her 15 minutes of fame were over and because of why she became famous. I just wanted to get your thoughts on that.
I
if you know anything about it. Yeah, I'll explain it to you afterwards.
Yeah, please do.
I think you'll have some interesting thoughts on that.
No, I'm sure I will. I don't know if I can expound on them, but you know,
maybe not. We both don't want to get in trouble today on this Saturday afternoon Saturday morning.
Right. Got my wife here too, so you know.
Gallo, how am I supposed to explain Hawk Tua to Joe? Gallo's face.
What did he say? Hawk Tua?
Hawk Tua, that's the girl. I'll tell you.
It's Hawk Tua. Anyway. It was a group that used to be Jefferson Starship. That, you know, there was a Hawk Tua, right?
Good.
Who's that? Yorma Kekkonen, right? Those guys?
Good thing is we could move on from that after the Mets win last night. And the Braves lost, so now at least we get a tail. Mets just a game back of the Braves in the NL wild card race.
Yeah, and Severino on the mound today. He needs to bounce back because he has not pitched well lately. Really not.
And look, some people concerned about the innings run, you know, reaching a higher innings mark here because he's been hurt the last several seasons. So, and that was another part of wanting to go get Blake Snell. They needed pitching because these guys haven't pitched this many innings.
No, I know. Manaea, too.
He's been good, though. But
Manaea's been much better than I thought.
Seems like he's getting stronger as the year's gone on.
Yeah, he was great yesterday. I mean, he gave up a couple runs, and he gave up that home run, but after they were up 7-2. But, I mean, he walked his, he walks the first guy in the game, and he didn't walk anybody else after that.
Right.
So he's been good, Manaea. Better than I thought.
He's been solid. He's been pretty tough. They have a bunch of those guys. They have, they clearly don't have the top guy. But they have a bunch of solid competitors. To your point, Peterson too. It gets overlooked. David Peterson.
Been good.
The guy I always like dating back to I think 2022. He showed some toughness.
Yeah.
But he never really put it together. This year he's having his best year as a Met.
By far. And the Mets base and it seems like they score runs when he plays when he pitches too.
Yeah, which is nice. Right, to have that out there.
Right. They put up big numbers.
Offense. I forget exactly what it was. I saw Gelb tweeted out and they were talking about it during the broadcast. Last night, I find offense been better the last four or five games, so starting to come along
since they got out of Seattle.
By the way, did you hear Murphy on the broadcast last night?
I did. Don't get me started on this.
What, you don't like Daniel Murphy?
No, I love him.
Oh, okay.
No. What gets me aggravated is he's sitting next to Gary Cohen, who couldn't wait to push him out the door.
Let's be honest. I'm not going to go there.
Well, I will.
Sorry,
I don't care. It ticks me off because Gary Cohen couldn't wait, okay? You know, he called him net zero when he was a free agent, okay? This guy leads us to the World Series, has this unbelievable postseason. Of course they let him walk because he's net zero. He goes to Washington, and I knew once he went there he was going to kill us. But not only does he kill us, he becomes like the best hitter in baseball. So, and then I got to see Gary Cohen yucking it up with Murphy. That bothers me.
Apparently,
Murphy's good, though.
Yeah.
I like him.
Apparently a very sensitive subject. Did Gary say that on an interview with you and Evan?
No, but he might. I don't know. He might have said it on with Evan and I.
I don't remember.
Did you say that? He might have.
Gary Cohen
is a company man. Let me tell you now.
Easy. So am I. And you know I work for both WFA and SNY. Take it easy.
You know me, bro. I don't pull no punches, okay? All right?
Oh, it was Boomer and Gio we said it with, Gallo saying?
Oh, that's who it was, Boomer and Gio?
It had to be Carton and Boomer Carton. Because that was way back.
So I got a problem with that. And now you're basically kissing his rear end, Murphy.
Bothers me. Sounds like you have to maybe take this up with Gary. But well, I thought Murphy was great on the game.
I don't want to take up anything with him. I honestly, I watch him all the time, and it is what it is.
I get it. Okay. Watching him or listening to him talk hitting with Keith, I thought was great.
Tremendous.
Murph making
that was
fun
good.
Of himself
that was
a little
good.
Bit, talking about his lack of speed or lack of defense.
Right.
I thought it was great.
And how Kevin Long turned it around with him.
Of course.
Being able to pull the ball and hit it out.
He wasn't that player.
No.
Until the postseason in 2015.
That's right.
And then typically that's when the Mets let him walk.
Right. Well, that's what.
I know.
Exactly. And this is my problem with letting Alonso walk because I've seen it. I'm tired of it, Sal. You went around when they traded Tom Seaver. Let me tell you. I will never forget they traded Seaver, and a lot of that had to do with Dick Young, the writer, who basically, really caused problems with saying that Nancy Seaver was jealous of Ruth Ryan, Nolan Ryan's wife, all this nonsense.
God.
He basically helped push him out the door, okay? And I'll never forget, I'm a kid. I mean, 1977, I'm 24 years old, whatever I am. The week after, because I was a big Sports Illustrated guy. It's not the same anymore, but I used to get it, all the time.
By the way, it's a big Sports Illustrated.
No, I know. I know that. See, maybe they got covers that you can buy.
Yeah, they definitely have them that I think we could look at. Did they have covers you could buy?
I don't know, but I got a lot of them down in my basement.
Okay.
But anyway, I'll never forget the Sports Illustrated after they traded Seaver, and the cover is Seaver in the Cincinnati Red uniform. I cried. I got to tell you.
No, I did.
And then when they let Darryl walk, when Frank Cashin said Strawberry's not a $5 million a year ball player, come on. I mean, what are you doing?
I guess the only one for me was Reyes. And I remember
after he won the batting title, by the way.
And I remember at the time just thinking it was foolish. You either should have traded him or you can't let him walk for nothing.
Right.
But remember,
right.
that was a bad, dark period for them.
Oh, God.
After the Madoff stuff, we're going through that. And they had to sign Wright. Otherwise, you might as well fold up shop. And they ended up signing Wright, as you mentioned
before. And they got burned.
Yeah, well. I mean, nothing you could do
about
that.
Look, they got burned with a couple signings. I mean, I love Cespedes. He took us to the World Series. I'm a big Cespedes guy.
Right.
I wanted him. He was a good Met, okay? He really was. But, they gave him the big money, and he wasn't the same guy anymore.
We're going to talk to Terry Collins about that a little bit later on when
he
stops by. I'm not sure exactly what time, but it'll be somewhere, I think, around 10:30, maybe after that.
Yep.
We'll have him here on the set with us.